All right. Well, let's turn now to the MBTA, and every conversation about the T happens in the terms of billions of dollars. And today we're going to talk about what the Fiscal Control Board was looking at in, vis-a-vis tackling the growing maintenance backlog at the T. And joining us to do so is WBUR's Jack Lepiarz. He was at the Control Board meeting today. Hi there, Jack.
Hi, Meghna.
So, billions, but how many billions are we talking about with the maintenance backlog?
So, to put this in perspective, back in back over the winter, the governor's special panel said the backlog, basically how much money the T has to spend to get into a state of good repair, was $6.7 billion. Now, over the last few months, they've been cataloging all of these assets, figuring out exactly how many things they have, and now that has gone up $650 million up to $7.3 billion. It's possible that could even grow further as they continue to catalog.
Okay, so that's the latest number, $7.3
billion. $7.3
billion. A lot of money. Did they talk about what's actually driving these costs and the continued growth thereof?
Well, so you have a whole bunch of things. I mean, basically, you have 250,000 assets that they've identified in this state of good repair database. This is everything from rail cars, the actual tracks, the boards that run in between the tracks, signals, switches, so on and so forth. So all of these things are getting looked at and ranked based on their age, how useful are they, things like that, and being given a 0 to 5 score. Anything that's 2.5 or below is not in a state of good repair and needs to be fixed.
Wow. So this is just the identified maintenance backlog, and it's already more than $7 billion. Did the Fiscal Control Board hear any ideas on how that's going to be paid for or how to address the shortfall in funding to even take a bite out of the backlog?
Well, so that's the question is, at the T's current funding level for state of good repair, it would stay about the same going forward over the next 25 years. They've outlined three scenarios. There's another one where if they increase funding by about $200 million, they can cut it more than in half by the year 2040, 25 years. If they increase it by about $300 million, up to $765 million a year just for state of good repair, this backlog should be eliminated by 2040.
But 2040.
2040, 25 years. But this does not take into account a increased costs, a potential expansion. So if you build the Green Line extension, suddenly you've got more things to upkeep. If you build the South Coast Rail expansion, you have more things to keep. Those are not built in. This is just the current system at a snapshot.
You mentioned the word Green Line extension, and if it gets built, because, of course, last week there was the news that the cost of the Green Line extension into Somerville and Medford was reevaluated and found to be not $2 billion, but possibly $3 billion to build it. And Transportation Secretary Stephanie Pollock, of course, said dealing with this new extra $1 billion, she's got a lot of options on the table, including possibly trimming back the extension or cutting it entirely. Did the Fiscal Control Board talk about that today?
They talked a little bit about it. We heard from General Manager Frank DiPola of the MBTA, and he sort of laid out, basically over the last 5 years, these costs have been steadily going up from under $1 billion to as recently as January. It was estimated at $2 billion. Now it's at, like you said, as much as more than $3 billion. But what the Fiscal Control Board's focus right now is they want to know, why did these costs go up? Why did no one catch them? Why did no one raise any red flags? Because there's a clear line of this cost going up over the past 5 years. So why wasn't a red flag raised earlier? So what they're going to do is they're going to basically send this to a consultant. They're going to study this issue. They're going to look at it and come back hopefully within the next few months with an answer as to how, why, when, where, so on and so forth.
And then hopefully we'll get some sense into what they have to do about it afterwards.
Exactly.
WBUR's Jack Lepiarz is reporting to us on the latest meeting of the MBTA Fiscal Control Board. Jack, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
There's more of the show in just a minute. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.